You're listening to the Business Artist Podcast. I am Jan Mellhaus. Today, my guest is Martin Pleissner again. Last time I talked to him about purposeful entrepreneurship. And today I talk to him about 5D consciousness. It is a very, I would say, a topic where more and more people have awareness for. And that is basically because it is happening, the consciousness is raising. What exactly does it mean, 5D consciousness? That's what we talked to Martin about. Hi, Martin. How are you doing?
Hey, Jan. So glad to be on your show again.
Yeah, I'm glad too. And I think right now is an incredible time in human history. I'm feeling myself very awake, very aware. And I'm conscious of so many things happening which I wasn't conscious before. And one of those is this 5D consciousness movement where you are basically very much an activist in. And that's why I wanted to talk to you. So can you explain exactly what does it mean, 5D consciousness?
Activist. I've never seen myself as an activist, but maybe you're right. let's talk a bit about the 5D consciousness itself, because as you just said, and you're absolutely right, what we are experiencing right now is incredible. It's if you had asked people like 3-4 months ago if such a situation would happen, would be possible, no one would have agreed, I guess. And what we are seeing right now is not necessarily a virus spreading the planet, but it's the end of an era, and simultaneously the beginning of a new era. And the new era will be characterized by a society, maybe by a mankind, of a much higher consciousness. So in the spiritual realm, people talk about that our planet Earth is raising its frequency, its vibration, and as a result of this, also human consciousness rises, right? Because it seems to be interrelated. So of course the entire Earth is somehow a conscious being, and with a magnetic field, and our consciousness and our brain actually is also somehow connected to this huge energy field and magnetic field of the Earth. And if Earth changes something like its frequency, and it's not like woo-woo, it's not esoteric, intangible stuff, I mean, you can really measure it, right? Have you heard about the Schumann frequency, for instance?
From you, yes.
From me, okay.
Yeah, the heartbeat of the Earth.
Right. Yeah. People tell it, or people say it can be related to the heartbeat of planet Earth. Right. The Schumann frequency is something that can be measured, and this goes crazy at the moment. So something is happening. And since we as humans are closely connected to Mother Earth, also something happens and changes in our consciousness. And to my opinion, and what I know about all these developments at the moment, is that there will be a tremendous shift, a tremendous gain in human consciousness towards a 5D consciousness. Yeah.
That just exactly means, what does it mean? What is the 5D consciousness?
Some weeks ago, I wrote an ebook about this topic, and I related the current crisis, the corona stuff, to the human consciousness. And if we think about the population, the vast majority of the population can be described as a 3D type of consciousness.
3D, this means basically 3D, you see what's going around you.
Right.
You see the heaven, you see the floor, you see the buildings, the other humans.
Right. 3D is actually the mass consciousness, and it's these people are aware of material stuff. Mm-hmm. As you said, things you can touch, you can measure, you can see, you can feel, you can hear, everything that your five senses can measure, can sensor. Mm-hmm. And this consciousness is also characterized by victimhood to some extent, because people with this 3D consciousness very often see themselves as a victim to outside occurrences or experiences or events like now, right? They are always the play ball. They don't feel like having control over their lives. Not really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you move to a higher level of consciousness, 4D consciousness would be in that respect that people in a 4D consciousness are more in control of their own life. Mm-hmm. Right? So they take control, they know that they are not necessarily a victim, but that they can create the outside world by adapting and adjusting the inner world. Mm-hmm. Right? This is all this personal growth, personal development stuff. So believe and have a clear and strong intention and set goals and achieve them. So follow through, etc. This is the 4D world that people use their inner being, their inner world, in order to create the outer world. Mm-hmm. But this is very much still ego-driven, which means your ego can also be called your conditioned or even your false self. It's not your true self. Your mm-hmm. ego is actually the result of all the conditioning, all the programming, literally, that happened to you during your lifetime. Right, mm-hmm. everything that you were exposed to. So starting with your parents, to your friends, to authority figures, school, media, etc. Everything that you were exposed to became somehow your ego, your false self. Mm-hmm. So, and in a 4D plane, in a 4D consciousness, your life is still driven by this ego. That means you were conditioned to a certain extent. If you grow up in Germany or in Europe, you have another ego than growing up in Africa or maybe in a jungle, right? You have a completely different mm-hmm. ego. So, and the shift to a 5D consciousness is that you override or even let go of this ego. Mm. That you start really questioning all your beliefs, questioning your programming, and really cleanse your subconsciousness. And because all these programming is stored in your subconscious mind. And if you start cleansing and clearing your subconsciousness, then your true self can shine through and can guide and lead you. And this is actually, when we say the true self, you're pretty much or pretty close to the creator itself. Because provided, I don't know how you see it, but in my world, to my understanding, there is a higher intelligence, there is a higher energy field that creates us, that actually lifts us.
Yes, so, I definitely feel that too.
You see, it's the same, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So people also call it the soul. You know, if a human dies, the soul withdraws from this body. The physical body is still there, and it rots over time. So it goes away, right? It dissolves. But the soul is still there, but not in this body anymore. So the body does not live anymore because the soul has gone. And to my understanding, the soul is part of this energy field that that drives life. And this energy field can speak through you, actually. If there's not this ego, if there's not this false programming, or what means false, it's actually, it's not, they are not your programs running in your mind. They're other people's programs, you know, other people's opinions, other people's rules, other people's knowledge, other people's values, and all this stuff is running in you, through you. It's actually your operating system. It became your operating system, your conditioning. And once this has been reset, or at least reduced in strength, then your true self can shine through. And then if you act in accordance to the creation, to the energy field, or to God, or whatever you want to call it, then you are much more close to a 5D consciousness. Does it make sense?
Yes, makes totally sense. So the in very short, if you don't feel like a victim anymore, but more you create your life, that's kind of the move from 3D to 4D. And then if you get over your ego and let your true self shine through, that's the move from 4D to 5D in a nutshell.
Yeah, mostly, yeah. I mean, 5D consciousness also involves many many abilities, what we call superhuman or supernatural things, because we cannot explain them from a lower perspective, from a lower consciousness. We cannot explain levitation or telepathy or
self-healing.
Yeah, exactly. We can't explain it from a lower consciousness point of view. It's not supernatural. Actually, there's nothing supernatural, because everything is nature. But yeah, we call it like this.
Yes. And so right now, the Schumann resonance or frequency, how is it exactly measured?
I know that there's in northern Russia, there's a measurement point. There's a station that measures it. It's actually a standing wave around the Earth. And there are also, it's actually a bundle. It's a variety of waves. Different waves can be measured. The base wave is around 7 point something hertz. And what goes crazy at the moment is the amplitude. So, and if you look at these charts, just Google search for these Schumann frequencies. If you look at these charts, if it goes into this white sector, so the amplitude is actually, there are pictures, there are diagrams showing this amplitude. And then if it goes to this very high frequencies, not frequencies, but amplitudes, then one speaks of a good prerequisite for a 5D consciousness. So that means somehow our perception, our awareness, and our also self-image and abilities as humans is interrelated with the energy of the Earth. And the Earth, again, is interrelated to the other planets, and especially to the sun. The activity of the sun, radiation of the sun, etc.
So when how is it connected that people have like more 5D consciousness and the frequency increases? So what's happening? They are transmitting different signals to people, or
it's pretty hard to explain, because I have not fully understood it yet, I must admit. What I know is there's much, much more in our body than simply flesh and bones. That should be clear. So we are actually energetic beings, right? people also say we are spiritual beings having a human experience right now. And if you look at our brain, the Western medicine refers to the brain as a, let's say, it's a relay station. So like it can calculate something, it can make connections or also dissolve connections. But to my opinion, to my knowledge, our brain is more or less an antenna. Mm-hmm. It can receive also outside signals, and it can transmit signals to the outer world. So what we call our body out of flesh and bones, is actually only our physical body, but there's also an emotional body. There's also an energetic body, a spiritual body. So we have lots and lots of bodies, like an energy field. And also what we call DNA, our what is actually available in every cell. There are researchers out there that refer to this DNA not as a simple blueprint for replication, but mm-hmm. also that this DNA can absorb outside signals, like electromagnetic signals. And if that's true, your whole body and what you perceive as yourself is actually the sum of all these billions of cell consciousness. So you're a a mass consciousness of your own cells in the end, and you are completely interrelated. Excuse me. Completely interrelated to the outside world, to the energetic field of the planet, and you're interacting with it.
Understand.
And of course, you can shape this energy field by directing mm-hmm. your thoughts, by having feelings and emotions. Right? You can also interact with this what we call outside world or reality or even life. You know, you can create it. As a creator.
Yes. And to get into this 5D reality, many people make it through meditation. Is that really the way, or is it enough to say, okay, I have a lot of, you know, other people's programs running through me. I'm getting aware of it. I'm trying to, you know, get rid of them and I'm aware that we are all one. Is it, or how, which steps are necessary to you know, be in full 5D consciousness?
That would be so easy, my friend. If it would be only the meditation, I would love it. To my opinion, it's much more complex. To my opinion, it always starts with a cleansing. And the cleansing needs to take place in your physical body, needs to take place in your emotional body, needs to take place in your subconsciousness or your mental body, needs to take place also in your spiritual body. Meaning, before you can, you might know this this analogy of a cup that is filled with water, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to pour some tea in it. Yeah. And first thing mm-hmm. is you can pour tea in it until the water becomes tea gradually, but it takes quite a long and you need a lot of tea to pour in there. Mm. The better way would be to pour out, to throw away the water, right?
Yes.
To spill the water and then to empty the water and then to fill it up with tea. Right. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a comparison, a parallel to how we could actually achieve another state of being. If you want to have a higher state of being, meaning a 5D consciousness, for instance, you should start with a cleansing. You should empty stuff, you should remove and get rid of stuff that does not help you in a higher state of being. and in your body, that could be toxins, that could be heavy metals and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's also interrelated with your the food you eat. In your emotional body, actually every one of us has stuck emotions inside ourselves. It's not necessarily from our lives, but it could also be from our ancestors. So if you had grandpa, grandma experiencing a war or whatever, or something tragic happened, in your family, whatever it is, one says we have 7 generations of experience inside of us. So that's a lot, 7 generations. And if it comes to your spiritual body, some people say you can be correlated with some demons or something that does not help you, some dark energies, right? That should be removed out of your aura. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the mental body, which is a very big thing. If you look at how media fills you up with trash, energy, with fear, with greed, with negativity, this does not serve you. Mm-hmm. So in other words, actually your way, your journey towards a higher state of consciousness must start with a cleansing, in my eyes.
Okay, let's maybe try to find like a very easy way to achieve it. So basically, I think to eat organic food, light food, no sugar, or very reduced, or I would say no sugar, no alcohol, maybe no caffeine even for food would be probably a good start. Mm-hmm. And then for the spiritual body, meditation.
Meditation is always good.
Therapy, maybe.
Might be if you need it, but I think if you have a good meditational practice, or at least if you have someone showing you how to meditate, that's also very, very helpful, I think. Mm-hmm. So meditation, no matter what's happening in your life, I think meditation is as sensible and as useful as eating in my eyes. It's also, you know, Meditation is like connecting yourself to the source, to the energy field. It's somehow connecting yourself to a much, much higher energy, because also even scientists have found out that your body actually needs much more energy for all its processes than what you supply by food. Mm. But the higher your consciousness is, the more energy you extract out of the energy field. The lower your consciousness is, the more you need to extract energy out of food. Mm-hmm. And it also works vice versa. The more food you put in your body, the less it depends on external energies like solar energy or whatever it is, right? So by eating lots and lots of food, you automatically stay in a low consciousness. There are people, very, very highly developed people, like in India, like gurus, who made it that are not depending on food at all, not anymore. So breatharians, for instance, that only survive on getting energy from the field, which is definitely possible, but the normal consciousness does not know how and does not believe in it, right? So therefore it's not possible. It's superhuman, actually.
Superhuman, absolutely. Good. And fasting, I think, getting back to food, fasting is, I think, very effective.
Yes.
A very effective way. And for the mental body, I think a media diet or no mainstream media at all probably is the best.
And media also shutdown,
not checking WhatsApp every 10 minutes, but maybe a disciplined, media shutdown, or a disciplined approach, at least very disciplined approach to the smartphone. And then what else did we have? Mental, spiritual,
emotional stuff. This is also, You know, there are seminars out there.
Yes, I know.
You might know it.
we can recommend, for example, Alia Ava.
Yeah.
She's doing really good work. Google her and check out her podcast, Addicted to Love. She's doing great work there, yeah. I agree.
We know each other. So Jan and me, we know each other from her seminars last year, right? And Alia does great work. So addictedtolovepodcast.com. And this is, for instance, one treatment, one way of getting rid of emotions. And what is actually stuck in you, what also holds you back, are some hidden unconscious emotions which have suppressed for a very long time in your body, in your system. And this is kind of it's like a dark energy inside of you. And it's actually the process of it, how to release them, is actually to pay attention to them, to be aware of these emotions in order to let them go. I mean, I'm not an expert on this field, Alia is, but what I know is that it's extremely relieving once you've done this work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too. I can definitely support that. It is definitely has been one of my important paths to awakening, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. Good. So let's say somebody gets inspired, walks this path, and is totally empty. The fill up, will it come automatically by getting empty, or is there a point when everything is emptied, the cleansing is totally done, and then you have to look for the tea to pour in the cup?
I would say that depends on your environment, mm-hmm. and also on your ambition. So I'm not a guru here, right? So for me, this whole 5D sphere is also somehow new. So I'm not an expert dealing with it for decades. But what I know is that your environment can help you in achieving a high consciousness, meaning the people you surround yourself with. So with whom do you talk to? What information flows to you? Then also the electromagnetic fields around you. And especially if you are exposed to very strong fields, it can be 5G or Wi-Fi fields, does not help in ascending to a higher consciousness. It's way better in nature. So in, mm-hmm. in pure nature, be in a forest or something where you don't have any magnetic fields. Of course you have magnetic fields, but not man-made. So we'll see how these Starlink 5G satellites will affect us, right? But it's much better than in a city, for instance. The food you eat, of course. And then I think there are certain practices that can really, really help you in getting to know a higher consciousness. And mm-hmm. meditation is one thing. For me, there's actually two aspects. One is the consciousness itself. For me, that's more or less the theoretical part. And there's your frequency, which is more or less the practical part. Mm-hmm. And in order to get to a higher consciousness, I think you need to work on both. There are people with a very high consciousness, but a very low frequency, meaning they are not enthusiastic. They don't have so much joy in life. They know a lot. And maybe they can explain you the entire world, but they are not joyful. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, they're really joyful people that smile, that have a lot of fun, that follow joy, and don't know anything about theoretically how the universe works, right? So there's mm-hmm. there's a trade-off and somehow a combination. Only frequency stuff, so only to work on joy and your life force and your prana, how the yogis call it, might be a way. But I can only speak for myself. We come from a very mentally driven society. So all my life, it was important to train your brain, your ego, your logic, your logical thinking, right? Mm-hmm. And if you come, so I'm an engineer, for instance, right? So engineering is always analytics, calculations, it's logic. And if you come from such a world, it's quite difficult to get rid of all this thinking and only to concentrate on the feeling, like on the vibration. And in my view, there must be a good combination of heart and brain correlation, right? Mm-hmm. There needs to be a combination of how you feel, incorporating all your emotions and your thoughts, your logic. And if this is set up, so if there's a balance, not only feeling and not only thinking, but if there's a balance, then you're on a very good track. Combined with, for instance, knowledge that accelerates your growth. If you go on platforms that educate you towards how life works, how the universe works, how nature works, and what you actually are, can, and be, and what you can do, etc. So personal growth, if you combine this with the feeling and with integrating this knowledge into your body, because feelings are actually the language of your body, then I think that's kind of the fast track to a high consciousness and to a high state of being.
Mm-hmm. And do you think this current shift in consciousness from 3D to 5D, is it something which only like, I don't know, 5-10% of the population will go through, or do you think it will end up being the whole population?
I would say it's not everyone. And since we live on a planet of free will, everyone is able to decide whether or which way to go. And to my understanding, what we call free will is actually answering the question, is life or the universe working in your favor, or is it working against you? Mm-hmm. Or in other words, are you guided by creation, or do you work against it? And if you decide to be guided by creation, to be aware that everything that happens to you happens actually for you, then I think you will be on the ascension path. But if you go into the other direction and you say, you resist the outer change, your outside mm-hmm. world changes, and you decide for resistance. No, I don't want to change. No, I don't want this to happen. No, I don't want these people to do that to me, or whatever it is. No, I want to give up this and that, right? I think then you will have a tough time. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I don't know how the next months and years will be, but maybe, at least if you look at David Wilcock and other people, what they are saying, that we will lose a certain amount of people that really decided not to go the high consciousness path.
What does it mean, lose?
Lose in terms of either they will disappear from this planet. So what David Wilcock says is they will be taken to another planet in order to go through all the exercises again, right? Oh. Either this or they will die, which actually means leaving their body here, souls goes to the unity, coming back as a new being and starting all over again, or at least having the same tasks in your life again. And I think that's actually the big game going on, that creation always wants you to be joyful, but also to grow, to expand, and to be guided by creation. I think that's that's the main purpose in life, the main goal in life, to expand, mm-hmm. to be joyful, to enjoy life, and yeah, to trust in the universe. That's my view.
Trust the plan.
Trust the plan. The yes, Q.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds very interesting. So, what do you think if like a major share of the population, or like a relevant share of the population, have this 5D consciousness? How will it manifest in the world? What will we see in the world, in the 3D world, happening based on these increase in consciousness?
So, to my understanding, the 3D world, the old world as we know it, including society, economy, religion, industry, is gone, or is about to end. Let's put it like this. And what's coming up is a completely new world. How this exactly will be shaped, it's hard to say. Some call it utopia, right? We have actually everything we need, which is also actually taking place in nature. So nature always provides for its beings, its living beings. Actually, if you have pure nature, there is no scarcity in nature. There's no scarcity in the whole cosmos. Mm-hmm. The only scarcity is created by man, right? Mm-hmm. If we have a lack of something, then something's wrong with us. If we have pain, fear, negative emotions, if we lack love, whatever it is, it's our problem. So in other words, the entire universe is abundance, doesn't know anything but abundance. But if you resist, or if you distract yourself, if you divert from the creation's path, then you will experience lack, or fear, or whatever it is. And in my eyes, these are signals to return, or to adjust your direction towards how creation wants you to live. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's clear.
So immediately when you feel fear, or when you feel scarcity, then that's a signal that you should adjust yourself, your consciousness, your alignment, your heart-mind cohesion, whatever.
Exactly.
These are signals.
In my eyes, I mean, our emotions is like a cockpit, you know? Mm-hmm. Or in other words, why do you have emotions? Why is it?
Yeah, it's heart. It's your heart intelligence. It's the intelligence of your heart to also show you the way, a different way than the intelligence of the mind.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, there must be a person. There must be a purpose for your emotions, right? And in my eyes, these emotions are like a cockpit, like blinking lights. One is red, one is green, one is showing you the direction. And even if you experience depression, or any kind of scarcity, lack of something, which does not feel good, then it's a signal to move into another direction, to adjust.
It's the same with sickness, diseases, right?
Definitely, yeah. Sickness is actually you should be glad to have a signal showing you the way, right? Mm-hmm. It's like your car, driving a car, and it runs out of something, for instance, oil. Right, there's a light going on in the cockpit showing you, my friend, you need to do something. There's something wrong. And the same goes for diseases in your body. Something is telling you that you're not on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And it took me quite a lot of most part of my life to realize that, but definitely I have the awareness for that today. And probably there's also like a intelligence of the gut as well. That's something else maybe than the heart intelligence.
Probably. What I know that what we call the gut feeling is actually situated in the oldest part of our brain. It's the limbic system. This also steers the controls the gut region, the digestive region. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if something is correlated with these feelings and intentions, etc., this is we call it gut feeling because it's somehow the same region, but actually it's the same part of the brain as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, get it. So this utopia which you talked about, which like an increase of or shift in consciousness of a relevant portion of the human population will lead to, do you already see signs of this manifesting in the world today?
Actually, if you look some decades back, if you look at the 50s, for instance, or the 60s, when there were some technologies, what we hardly can think of today. So there were, as I told you before, there were kind of flying devices that worked not with propulsions or not with burning fuel or something, or rotating plates like the helicopter, that worked on another technology. If you research Victor Schauberger, for instance, and all mm-hmm. his research, what he did is like he somehow developed UFO technology. And if you look back some decades and also maybe 100 years when Tesla was still alive, yes. And Tesla clearly showed that we don't need to burn anything in order to get energy, right? So he could extract energy out of the field, out of this huge electromagnetic field surrounding the Earth. It's incredible. So I think, at least if you look at the technological aspect, what is possible for mankind, it's tremendous. And if nowadays, if all these patents maybe are released from their lockdown, they were locked down for 100 years now. So we have actually access to technologies that would ease and support our modern lifestyle way, way better and much, much more environmentally friendly. And also, if you look at society, I think with a higher consciousness, when people understand and also feel that they are connected, they're not individual disconnected beings, but they are all connected, like in a huge organism, right? Like in your body, each and every cell that makes up your body is somehow correlated to other cells. And the same goes for mankind. Each and every human being is a part of a bigger thing. And this bigger thing, you can call it mankind, for instance, or even life or whatever. Yeah? But let's stay at mankind level. We are singular cells of this organism called mankind, of our species. And if you heal as a single cell, so if you raise your individual consciousness, that leads, if more and more people heal and raise their consciousness and their frequency, that leads to a higher collective consciousness and frequency, meaning the entire organism heals and develops itself to a higher state of being. Meaning more joyful, way more conscious of how all everything works and everything is interconnected, and not making use of the planet and the people, but to incorporate it, to collaborate. You know, I think co-creation will be a very big thing in the next time. Supporting each other, joyful work, that you really follow your true self, that you follow your purpose or your passion, that will be a very big thing in the next decade. We definitely a completely new educational system, completely new. I think, to my opinion, you can start from scratch when it comes to education. You should actually, combined with new technology, new consciousness of people, probably also new ways how food is produced. And I think also space travel won't be anything magical in near future. So that more and more people can see our planet from space, which also will lead to a better understanding how precious our planet actually is. And I think once we appreciate this whole environment, this wonder of nature and creation again as it should be, then we are almost in paradise actually. It's always depends, everything depends on us and our consciousness actually.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you are an engineer. You studied, I think you worked in aerospace.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And so with this new technologies being revealed, these talents which were basically hidden from humanity, mm-hmm. Do you think it's just for you to understand, how we can travel like distances we never thought a man or a woman can travel in their whole lives, how this is possible? Is it just the missing link you're missing as information, or do you think you have to forget everything you've learned in your studies and you have to, start from the beginning? Or how do you imagine it?
I studied aerospace engineering, but in a nutshell, aerospace engineering is about combustion or propulsion, so burning fuels, and aerodynamics. Mm-hmm. So using the air, the gas, to have a certain lift, to be airborne. So, and if you look at UFO technology, for instance, you can get rid of all the stuff. You don't need aerodynamics, and you don't need propulsion or combustion. If you look at higher technologies. And I think once we evolve out from these earthly times, earthly ages, when we had to burn fuel, for instance, then you have completely new stuff. So I think if you talk to an astrologist, mm-hmm. these guys are saying, we are moving from the earth age into the air age. So mm-hmm. everything that has been material, heavy, earthly, down to the ground, will be light, will be energy, will be knowledge, will be interconnected, will be everywhere. So this is a huge shift going on at the moment. And this also will, of course, show in the technologies we use.
So what you've learned basically in your studies, it's not wrong. It's just knowledge which is old, or which is like is going to be revolutionized. Or how would you describe it?
You see, there isn't any right or wrong. Everything is simply as it is. It's only our brain, our mind, deciding what is right and what is wrong. You might ask, does it support you or does it hinder you from achieving a certain goal, right? But back then it was right. Back then, having airplanes and propulsion rockets was the way to go, because we didn't know any better, or at least the real stuff wasn't there. And maybe UFO is not the real stuff, but UFO is a higher technology than propulsion technology, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because also this whole time and space thing is only in our mind, in the universe. The universe doesn't know anything about time and space. they travel differently through portals and stuff, right? So it always depends on your level of consciousness and the reality you live in.
How did you find out that Tesla has made this amazing inventions and it was never revealed to us? Did they? I'm sure they didn't tell you in university.
No, of course not. No, you can research it. Just search on for the World Exhibition in his huge tower. I just forgot the name, how this tower was called. It was able to light up a whole an entire city with electricity. Mm-hmm. And right after Rockefeller back then saw the danger towards his oil business, he said everything that was possible for him to hinder Tesla going out with this new technologies. And even Tesla, I'm sure that guys like Tesla and Einstein had certain connections where they got their knowledge from. I'm pretty sure.
Understand. So you're talking about ETs or?
Probably, yeah. I don't know where, but I think it wasn't generated in their limited minds, because our human brains are so limited in respect or in contrast to what's actually possible and what's out there. I think every great idea is a certain inspiration, and inspiration means there's a spiral, you know, inspires you. There's a spiral coming from the field, giving you a certain idea, thought, what you elaborate on and what you kind of turn into a physical thing. It mm-hmm. all comes from creation, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I'm sure as well. And the knowledge is already there. Just somebody has to pick it up.
Yes, everything. I mean, if you research the Akashic field, Akasha chronic, I mean, everything is
there. How do you spell that? How do you spell it?
Akasha?
Yeah.
A-K? Mm-hmm. A-S-H-A, Akasha. Or maybe Akasha, no. In maybe a C is maybe written in with C in English.
Okay.
Akasha. That's the field of all data, of all information. Everything is there, every thought from past, future, and present, every feeling, every occurrence, every possibility. That's actually the ocean of all possibilities. And from this ocean of all possibilities, we create our limited realm, our limited space, our world we are living in, the reality that fits our consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy stuff.
Yes. So what is a good way to connect to this field?
Man, you are asking questions. I think in order to get inspirations from the field. As I said, cleaning yourself, cleaning your mind, especially cleaning your body, bringing yourself to a higher frequency in terms of move your body, do something for your body, mind, soul every day to have a high frequency, a high vibration. Listen to your inner voice, connect to your inner voice, which actually the inner voice in my eyes is somehow the creation, your true self, right? Meditate. Also study meditation. I mean, you yourself, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza and mm-hmm. guys like him, if you follow his techniques, I mean, you're pretty close to the truth or the what's actually possible. And yeah, it's a journey. It's not something you can achieve within weeks or so. It's a lifelong journey. And there are people who manage this very high consciousness within a lifetime. And there are people who who need many, many lifetimes in order to get to this point. And I'm sure also the topics we are talking about right now, it's not the first time our soul experienced the earth. So otherwise we would not be in the appropriate consciousness to talk about these things, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All the animals, yeah. For instance, animals, one can say animals are on a 2D consciousness at the moment, and mm-hmm. you cannot talk to an animal on such a level, right? It doesn't work. But there are also souls developing themselves.
An exemption some people say are dolphins, that they are on a very high frequency and they are telepathic, mm-hmm. and apparently maybe even have higher consciousness than men on some levels.
Yeah, same goes for whales, because yes. these are not fish. So dolphins and whales are mammals. Mm-hmm. So former creatures living on the land and moved back to the sea, and therefore they are very much higher developed. Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Great. So if people are interested in the 5D movement, where can they find it?
Yeah, they can find it on the website 5D-movement.com. Mm-hmm. It's about to start these days. We start in the German-speaking area, but also we will expand on to the English-speaking part, because I think, as you might have found out, consciousness is key, and mm-hmm. for me, consciousness is the cause. So if you really want to go to the cause for all your, actually for the entire reality, you need to deal with the consciousness. And in my eyes, the only way to create a better world, a more loving, joyful reality, is to raise our consciousness in combination with our frequency. And I had the inspiration, I must admit, there was an inspiration, something inspired me, telling me, Martin, you need to start a movement. You need to, actually my first idea was, I want to have a 5D academy, you know, something, mm-hmm. a compilation of wisdom, of interesting and valuable material that helps you grow. But then something said, no, just create this movement, build this movement. So it's a combination of people connecting with each other that all want to achieve the same goal. They all, mm-hmm. All of them follow the goal of achieving a 5D consciousness, state of consciousness, in order to form a better reality for themselves and also for the planet, you know. But everyone needs to start with him or herself. As Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. Everything yes. starts with yourself. You don't need to try to change people or to help or to modify people. It's not your job. Your job is actually to start with you, to grow yourself, to expand your consciousness, to align with the joyful, to align with joy, right? To be on a joyful frequency, or even ecstatic if you can manage. And that's the way to go. And then connect with people, help them, and let's go. Let's join and go the same path.
So what does it really mean to join the 5D movement? So if somebody goes on the site and, I don't know, goes on your newsletter, is it you informing them, or is it like something where people meet or have Zoom meetings or talk to each other, collaborate? How does it take place, the movement?
Yeah, it starts this week. It starts with the German speaking Facebook group. Mm-hmm. But since you have lots and lots of English listeners, I guess,
yes,
we will soon start with an English platform. So mm-hmm. what I can offer now, the ebook that correlates the consciousness with the corona crisis is also mm-hmm. Is already available in English. So
how do you find it on the net?
You will link it in the show notes, I guess.
Okay, right. Perfect. Yes.
We can link the English one, and then it will also include a link to the English platform. But it takes a while to really ramp up. So first we need to get the German speaking guys up to speed, because we have lots and lots of material from the English speaking world. But since I'm native German speaker, we start with these guys. And if you know some German, you're very much welcome, because it will be a combination of German and English, but not pure mm-hmm. English. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Great.
Right.
Anything else you would like to tell the listeners?
There's a reason why you're here. Not necessarily only listening to this podcast, but there's a reason why you're here on this planet at this time. Because your soul wants to have this tremendous, joyful experience of transformation, of mm-hmm. raising and expanding to a new unknown state of being. And in my eyes, this is also the reason why our human population exploded during the last decades, because mm-hmm. millions or even billions of souls wanted to experience this, what we are experiencing now. So actually we should be really, really joyful to have this chance mm-hmm. and not to resist, not to be in fear, not to see any negativity in these changing times. Everything works for you. And this is actually my message to the world. Be joyful that you can experience this. This is like birthday and New Year's and Christmas all together. And what I can guarantee you, this is a once in a lifetime experience. What's happening the yes. next weeks, months, years. Yeah.
I absolutely agree. And that was a great message. Thank you for being on the podcast again, Martin. It's always a great inspiration for me to talk to you, and I'm sure to everybody who's listening too.
Thank you, Jan. It was a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.